technical difficulties. Edition of the program. Let's go. We're here.
We fooled you. It was role play.
Don't go to Dover.
We were just role playing the whole time.
Man, no big deal.
We were miming.
That's a good stuff happens. No big deal. Let's keep moving forward.
Let's roll with it.
303-831-1340.
You know what? We'll do it live.
The hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us, guys. Your interaction and your participation is always appreciated. Hit us, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. Lots of good stuff we have for you guys. My brothers,
we're living together right now,
and we're getting our lives together.
It's so nice.
No big deal. Nothing happened.
Well, you know what, though? Don't you love it when the boss comes in and fixes it? You know, the boss is here on site, and he fixes it. So there you go.
He's on site.
On site, and he's on call, and he came in, and, you know.
Who's our head engineer on site?
Who's the head engineer, huh?
You are.
Who's a gangster? Hey, who's a gangster today?
You are. Lundy.
Oh.
You are. Lundy are.
Baby. Yeah, we got a good show for you guys. Yesterday was a good show, too. I went back and, like, listened.
Oh, funny stuff.
I was having a bath. By myself.
One more time. What was?
I was having a bath. My family.
Did you draw up a bath every now and again?
I also made my family disappear. So I didn't know what to do this morning. I had some branches and some stuff. It was trash day. We had tree. And
then you got worked up a lather. You worked up a sweat. And then you drew up a bath, huh?
Well, I had like a sick tummy back thing. I think I got a stone going through me.
Woo.
Yeah, it's rough.
Man.
But it makes your whole body feel weird. And it hurts. I got in the bath for a little bit. And then while I was in the bath, I was watching Us.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. And do you know what? Absolutely loved it. So
I made my family disappear.
So, yeah, it's the rhythm on the dance floor.
Man, you almost got me out last night. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could have just watched that game in town somewhere at your house or something like that?
I'm like, yeah, hey, Jeff, I got no family. I got no TV to watch this game on. Do you want to come over and watch the stream on my phone? Or, like, I didn't even know if bars or anything had the game on. I'm sure a lot of places did, but I don't know the deal. I don't go to bars. I'm not a bar guy.
We were trying to figure out which Hooters to go to,
mm-hmm.
and deep down, I knew I couldn't go. I got too much going on this week.
I was like, Jeff, let's go to all the Hooters. And now it's too late to do kind of anything by the time I was trying to finish the freaking damn branches.
Hey, I don't always illegally stream Nuggets games, but when I do, I like to hear what the opposing team has to say. It was fun to hear.
Oh, it's wild.
It was fun to hear what
I love that.
First of all, the Timberwolves guy is the, like, Kosmiski of TV.
Yeah.
He's got that Kos energy, but, you know, Marlo's great. We love Marlo, and we love him here on the show. You know, in an hour from now, he'll probably be on with Gil. Like, Marlo is sweet.
Stream East also gives you just pure, like, camera footage
of what's going
on inside the arena during breaks and timeouts, even with no commentary, just video. Like, you know, you're going to watch the cheerleaders. You're going to watch, like, their
half-court backward shots.
Frisbee guy throw the
Frisbee dogs.
And the dog, you know, doing a little
Red Panda
obstacle course. Love Red Panda.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen her live?
Oh, I don't know.
Red Panda, she does the unicycle kicking bowls.
I bet you I've seen her live. Was she at Nuggets last year, Red Panda, Alex?
She's always at Nuggets.
Yeah, yeah, a couple times every year. Getting the plates on the head and everything.
She flips bowls on a unicycle onto her head.
Bowls from her foot. She kicks them up.
From her foot.
And that's the main thing. Not flips them. Kicks them up there.
Kicks them up. Kick flip.
Personal jinx. One of the reverses that are intended.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Okay, so we got yesterday. We'll talk about the Nuggets.
What did you like most when you were in the bath this morning?
Yeah,
you know, cleaning.
Oh, yesterday's show.
We're gonna your undercarriage. What was it about your yesterday's show that made you think I should bring this up today again?
The first segment was all fun and games, like we do.
Totally,
it was all fun. If you listen to the first segment of the show and you're new to the show, you're like, what in the world is going on here?
It's pretty aggressive.
That's pretty wild. I told Willow he's become a star of the show.
Yeah.
And he goes, he goes, proof or it didn't happen. So I don't know if we could, you know, maybe you can clip this little Willow thing.
He just got to listen.
Oh, I could find this.
He should prove it to us.
I'll find it in the first segment later on the Twitter when I'm down at the shop. Send it to him.
Yeah. Or just tell him to listen and we'll bring him up aggressively.
Aggressive. Yeah, the show's a little aggressive. But no, you know, we got into some good quarterback stuff, and I just thought, man, we just got to keep it real with the quarterback situation. It's funny how people are just like, and then we'll just get the quarterback on the second round. Duh. We'll trade back. Duh. That's what, and get the Lamar Jackson. Or Aaron Rodgers was drafted at 26. Like, it's, nah, I don't think so. If you want a guy, you have to go get him. They don't fall into your lap.
And even when you go get them, there's still not a high. Is there a high success rate of these guys?
No, but that's the game you play, bro. There's no other way to do it. There is no other way to do it. That's the way the game is played. And the closer you are to one, whether you're 8 or 12 or 31, the closer you are to one, the closer you are to hitting on that guy. And it's about identifying him. So we could talk this other stuff, and we do a great job of doing that, as I mentioned in the bath when I was listening. But what's the next kind of thing? How do we identify that guy? What are the traits? What are, you know, if there was five things that we're looking for, do you know who we have to have on? Coach Stitt, Bob Stitt. And we need to talk, you know, what made
OC
Brock
for
Purdy,
Valor?
What made Brock Purdy so unique and so special that you identified him and you were stumping for him to be drafted, and he was, and the rest is history. So, yeah, that's what I would say. Bob Stitt, we have to have him on. Let me see what I can do.
Let's do that next week. Your draft, I mean, he's a perfect guy to have on coming up to the draft. Mm-hmm. And he's a perfect guy to have on your coaching staff if you were looking to score some points. Mike
Valor
Leach.
Pays probably as much as, like, a good D2.
Yeah.
I mean, people are like, Valor, why is he there? I'm like, because he makes more than if he was working for Ed McCaffrey at UNC staff.
Right. Could be onto something there. You might be onto something. Let me see that coffee. Or you might be onto something. I think.
Long wait for this coffee this morning.
Man, I don't know. You don't have what it takes to trade up, do you? What do you You can trade
yeah,
up?
Yeah, well, you could trade up a little bit.
Because you got to get rid of Sertan then?
You got to get to eight or nine. There's two destinations.
Is there a way to
right
get
there.
Up to like five?
No. Hey, no chance. That's what you got. No way. Hey, can't do it unless you want to give up next year's first round pick.
Well, do you want to do that?
No, because I told you my plan. I'm drafting a quarterback at 8 or 9 this year, and I'm drafting another quarterback next year at 3, 4, 5. Whatever, you know, because I think they're going to be that kind of bad.
Oh, this is sounds
so.
Miserable.
I'm going to go get me a guy here, and I'm going to get me Shador next year, and these two guys are going to, one of the two is going to be the future of the franchise. And if we play our cards right, one guy hits, and the other guy becomes a valuable backup that you'd eventually trade for your first round back. Perfect situation. Of course, that may not work out like that, and it's, you know, pretty unheard of, improbable in NFL history to go down that street. I told you, though. The Cardinals did it with Rosen, and then they got Kyler the next year. Did that work? I'm not saying they did, but they had enough courage to do so.
Or,
this kind of courage,
it almost didn't work twice.
This kind of courage reminds me, and we'll go to break. My kind of courage of drafting quarterbacks in the first round if you're the Broncos for the next 2 years is the same kind of courage the Kansas City Chiefs had when they're competing for AFC championship games with Alex Smith. Drafting 28th overall and trading from 28 down to 11, rolling the dice on themselves. Man, he's going back to rolling the dice again. He's rolling the dice again. He's going back to, you know, so they got two dance moves. He's rolling the dice again. That's the kind of courage it takes.
That's
when
the kind of courage
you move
you
to 11, as the Chiefs did, and drafted Patrick Mahomes, and the rest, again, is history.
Wow.
Whoa! You have to do crazy things sometimes.
Did the Arizona Cardinals hit twice? Miss
no,
twice?
No. I think...
or miss once? Because if you draft a quarterback the second year, That
Kyler's won 10 games. He's been an MVP candidate. He's got a bad attitude, and it's probably a coaching thing.
He's a great.
You don't get him Cliff Kingsbury, some other kind of college bro dude. You got two college bro dudes like Nathaniel Hackett. That's not going to work. He needed to come in and be structured and have a little bit more discipline. He probably would have turned into the guy that we know inside he has. You know, that's one of the dudes we know has the capabilities and is very unique in talent and skill set. And we love baseball players as quarterbacks, and that guy was a real baseball player.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that also means you failed on your first one, right? If you're picking Kyler, then
you can't decide that if you failed.
What did they get for Rosen? Did they end up getting anything for him?
Yeah, I'm sure they traded out of Rosen for like a fourth round pick or third round pick or something like that.
See, that's a loss.
No,
on your investment. It is. You took a top 10 pick.
That's
drafted
not the
standard. Rosen.
Don't use that as a comp. The comp is only that it's happened before.
No.
The comp is what happened before,
and it means
no. There's so many different neighborhoods, bro.
Well,
the Cardinals are a different neighborhood than the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. No, they are. Big picture, they are. Not now.
6 years,
but I'm just saying.
Has Kyler played in a playoff game?
Yeah, they went 10-6. He's playing a playoff game.
They lost to the Rams. I remember that.
Yeah, there you go.
So Kyler's played in a playoff game in the last 5 years.
Let's go to break. We're running over because we started late, and we're sorry about that if you're kind of just finding us back. It's
thanks for coming back.
Whose fault was that? Who do we blame for that?
I'm going to blame Sean Drotar and his deep voice. There was a commercial he was reading about John Daly. And I think the reverberations were just so like, it was like the poo cord and it just, boom, everything crapped out.
Well, anyways, 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Danny Williams, star of Denver Radio.
What a legend.
Jeff Gersh, he is the people's appraiser.
That's right. Hey, if you've had your house appraised in the last 10 years, there's like an 18% chance that I appraised it.
Yep, bingo.
The cocaine guy in Blow. Like, you know.
I can't. 80%? 84%?
Yeah. George Young.
88%? Where did you get this stuff?
If you did cocaine in the 70s and 80s, there's a 25% chance it came from us.
Boston George.
I can't feel my face. Back on
the other side.
It's my sports. Feeling good, like I should.
Like I should.
Man, what a good one this is. Ain't no stress. Who sings this?
This is Surfaces.
Damn. This reminds me of Kyle. This one reminds me of Kyle a little bit.
Who's Kyle?
Barry.
I thought he was dead.
He's not.
Oh. Hey, Kyle.
He's just flaky.
Oh, my God. You guys killed Kyle.
303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction and the participation. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at Mike Stadium Sports Cards, March 30th. Presented by Bighorn Autographs, who's just pulling every big fish in town. They just hit Emmanuel Sanders a couple few weeks ago. A smash. Aaron Gordon was a huge success. And, man, it seems like every month they got a new big guy lined up. They've had a bunch of, previous signings, and they got a bunch of cool inventory of other guys, TJ Ward, and you should go check out BighornAutographs.com, but you should be at Mike Stadium Sports Cards on March 30th for KCP. I always roll in early in those things, dap everybody up like I'm a big shot.
Is that, like, do you like to put your best pair of sweatpants on?
I'm like,
get dialed in?
Shoot, I probably should go with these.
Like, as long as I got my shirt and sweats, I'm going to look and fly at the car shop tonight. As long as I got my shirts and sweats, going to get up some rookie cards.
As long as I've got my shirt and sweats,
I'm going to hit on my ping pong bets. Man, you're funny. Use this on one today.
Let me show you a few cards. Let me show you a few cards.
Let me show you some 101s.
Okay, that's pretty funny, though.
Mike's is sweet for the kids, though, too. That's what I like.
Yeah, Mike's.
It's not like for, you know, you don't got to be a teenager or older. Like, the kids get treated like royalty at Mike's.
No, that's enough. 303-831-1340. The hotline as well as the text line.
That's my guy.
That's pretty funny.
I like to dap him up.
I was like, yeah. And then I was like, the LCS guys were like, well, what, you know, just what about, what would Fruity do in that situation? He goes, that's what they call me. This was after like 20 years, man. I was like, damn, what did I do? And I go, yeah, but it's like a term of endearment. There's no going back. There's no going back. I revealed that his arch enemies refer to him as Fruity for 30 years. Damn, what was I doing?
What have you done?
Damn, Daniel.
Do you realize what you've
back
done?
Out again with a big mouth. Okay, Nuggets last night. When you have like so a shorthanded cute. Team, no Gobert, and you're thinking like, okay, we're going to go get these guys. Nah, that's the team you don't want because you got guys desperate to step up. You know, it's not the exact game plan you can kind of had game plan for because you knew what you were, you know, expecting in the, you know, a T-Wolves team that's not only shorthanded with KCP, but it's Gobert last night. Who else sat out last night? Anybody else sit out last night?
For
the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Naz Reid.
Naz didn't play, and then
he's one of their best players.
And then Towns is out.
Yeah.
Know,
okay, so. Naz Reid. I knew one of their three of their not playing in that game.
Three of their top Reed's six guys.
That's a tough matchup.
But do you know what? McDaniels, right? He's hitting big shots throughout the game. He had a hell of a game.
He was
and
on
they
one.
Kept, you know, they
Slow-mo.
Just kept fighting.
Dude, Slow-mo's like, fun to watch. He's it's Slow-mo, right?
Hey,
Anderson, Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
I'm like Jokic. No Slow-mo.
No Slow-mo.
No Slow-mo. But
I don't like my horse Slow-mo. I don't like my man Slow-mo. No Slow-mo.
But the Nuggets like four times were like pulling away in this game. And you got to give it up for those T-Wolves who, you know, desperately wanted. Coach Malone was pissed. It's pissed.
Well, Mike Conley's nice too. I was texting my guy, the Rat, coming to town for the youth football invitational on the road right now, probably driving through, let's call it Western Nebraska. And I said, hey, Rat, tell Ant and the boys, nice game last night. Great effort. We'll see you in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, stop.
What do you think?
I say...
You don't think the Timberwolves can get to the Western Conference?
No, I think Finals? They're a piece away. I think they need to turn Karl Anthony Towns into an Aaron Gordon-like player for themselves. Or two, you know, real elite supporting cast guys. They're not quite ready yet. They will be beaten at some point in the Western playoffs, and I don't think it'll be them who will face the Nuggets. Even though I think Anthony Edwards,
who's better?
Listen,
Oklahoma City Thunder or the Timberwolves?
Well, Jeff,
let's just start with the top teams.
Real quick, do you want me to lie to you, or do you want me to tell you the truth?
I'm not really into lying, so if you could just keep it First Church, nothing but the truth, I'd appreciate that.
I was going back and forth with you guys because I like Halliburton, and he's different, and I like a distributor, and I like guys who get triple doubles and do all kind of stuff like that. And the argument was, who'd you rather, right? Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Edwards? And I think you were definitely with Edwards. Alex, you might have been somewhere with Edwards leading or maybe in the middle.
It turned out we
and
were
I,
right.
Well, it was.
The question?
That's been back and
who'd
forth.
Who'd I rather have?
What's the question?
He was really up on
Halliburton or Edwards.
When we mentioned Edwards.
Now
and
it's
I'm
Edwards.
Like,
oh,
Edwards.
Doing? Well, Edwards. Now it's Edwards again.
Remember, he was laughing at us. He was kind of shunning us like, shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. And I was like, no shame. No shame in Anthony
no,
Edwards'
No, I'm willing
game.
To now say, and we did.
Thank you. No, go say it, please.
I admitted this before when I said there's a chance that Anthony Edwards is the future face of the
you
NBA.
You did make up for it with your future face of the
Thank
NBA
you.
Segment.
Thank you. Because one of my favorite movies is Face Off.
Off. That's right. Yeah. Is that where Travolta's face is actually on Nick Cage's face?
Bingo. And vice versa.
Wait. Or was that Travolta's face on his face acting like Nick Cage was inside of him?
Yes. Wait. That's the erotic parody. In face.
Face in. Dang. In face. I don't know what that one is, but.
User
but
on one today.
You know what face in is.
Woo!
Damn. It's going to be one of those weeks, you know?
It's already Wednesday.
It's crazy. I love that about just like weird snowy weeks where school gets canceled. Like spring break's been going on since Thursday when the snow came.
Alex, my family's out of town. Are we going to the Grizzly Rose tonight?
Hold
on. Hey,
got a lot going on.
Blame it all on my roots. Has showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, it was the last one you thought you'd see there. What do we do?
I thought you were going to
lock them doors. What do dads do without families on Wednesday nights?
Slow pitch, 9:30 tonight. Come coach third base.
Coach third?
Well, no one lets you coach their teams anymore. I'll let you coach mine.
All right, guys, listen. Come bring it in here.
Hey, Danny, I just want to let you know.
I could play some second for you. You got second baseman tonight?
Nah, I'm not falling for this again.
Oh.
I'm not falling for this Williams
will
brothers.
Will Alex be there?
Ask him. He's right there.
What's the question?
I'm thinking so.
Whoa.
I'm thinking so. 9:30 first pitch? Hey, let's do it.
It's late, but it's our first pitch of the Silver Monster.
9:30 first pitch.
Yeah. What do you think?
What?
You couldn't do it at 11:30?
What kind of offer are you extending to me? Do you have any offer you're willing to extend to it?
I mean,
a clutch player like myself.
Well, that's funny. I was going to give you something to clutch called a White Claw.
Yeah,
two
I'm
of
in.
Those.
I'm in. Wait. What flavor?
A berry of sorts.
Hey!
Yeah! I would never go citrus.
No, do you know what? I just can't.
Are you done with the clear bubbly stuff?
I feel
stuff?
Like I am. White Claw's just like, more like white trash. What was I doing?
You were Dub T the whole time. You thought you were Dub C?
Yeah, I thought I was.
You were Dub C. So, you were walking around like you were Dub C, but deep down you were Dub T.
I know.
Dang.
Red Rocks sells more White Claw than anywhere in the United States. Did you know that?
Red Rocks? Colorado?
According to the Denver Post.
Red Rocks
Amphitheater.
Maybe I am onto something.
Got more White Claw there than anywhere
else.
It's
bittersweet. More sweet than bitter. Bitter than sweet.
Man, I saw those guys in Minneapolis 20 years ago.
Damn. When I think of Red Rocks, I think of Big Head Todd. And the Monsters.
Well, and also Blues Traveler on 4th of July. And I've brought this up before, and I'll bring it up again. We should go because the opening band is J.J. Gray and Mofro. And that guy is so sweet. J.J. Gray and Mofro, you got some on fire? Man, he's something.
Yep.
Giggity. But yeah, I don't think I can get... jeez. What do you think, Hooters? Are we doing Hooters, guys, right before softball? Is that what it is? Is that how I'm going to get
softball?
You there?
No.
No Rome's?
I think Rome's is the way to go.
Damn. Pre-game?
Well, 9:30 pregame. Yeah, if it was a 6:30 game,
I'm
going to
be honest with you, Jeff.
Ah, shoot.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. If Alex is in, I'll be there with bells on. Hey! I am!
You are aggressive.
What if I make a little diving play for you? What if I make a little hustle play
get
for
dirty.
You?
Get dirty.
Dang.
I know.
I think we are kind of looking for a second baseman. I don't know. Is that up your alley? Do you know how to? You know what to do there with that?
I know what to do with.
Well, two bag.
You know, I've coached a championship AYL team in my day, right? You know, we're World Series winners. Some of my players include.
Take that, Mulrooney.
The great J.J. Williams. Princeton Sanders. Maybe you've heard of him. He's already got offers from USC.
Oh,
and he'll be there, yeah. Maybe
Princeton
you've heard
Sanders
of.
Sanders will be at the Colorado Youth Football Invitational, if I'm not
Liam
mistaken.
Liam Cirelli? I'm sure you have. Maybe you've heard of the great Marucci player, Chase Siasto, who's right now in a tournament in Arizona. I produced a lot of talent, man, in my day.
Chase was such an influence on George that he named his first bat after him.
There we go. Chase and George would be good friends. They, like, you know, he's a good dude. JJ and Chase are good friends. And George and JJ. JJ's like, Dad, you know what? George is one of my best friends.
Yeah, I was going through
there,
hats.
There, I said it.
I was going through hats the other day, and I'm like, this Thunder baseball, I can't get rid of that. I got to save that for the.
Yeah, you got to save that.
You know, for the wedding. When JJ's like in the wedding, I'll let him wear the.
That's cool.
Thunder
hey,
baseball
that is
hat.
Badass. Yeah. That's cool that you guys were on our team.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was. We were sick.
Oh yeah, those jerseys were lit,
dude. We were cool. I was cool. You know, you're rolling a little late, but
we'd
you know,
we were driving 35 cool. minutes away.
Dude, I had this like all star team back then because we had Princeton, we had George, I had a couple other dudes, big kid. We you know, we had four Liams.
We had Mark Jackson coming to the games.
We had
watch.
Mark Jackson coming hanging out. People were like, "Whoa, that's a former athlete, I think, current. In the metro area.
Current athlete still. You seen him at Dad Ball? Can we get him back out?
You and him are sponsored by LeBron's. He wears those green LeBron's.
Really?
Yeah. He rocks his straight green LeBron's from Forest Green.
You know what I love most about those LeBron's is that they're made in
China. Why would you say that those LeBron's are Chinese? Because they're from China. Let's go to break.
You should have.
Yeah, break.
Yeah, that was good.
I knew that.
I haven't got to wear them yet. So after we did the duck races last week, last Thursday, it was snowing and stuff. I didn't text anyone. I didn't call anyone. I just kind of swung by SML there.
Wow.
Just wanted to see if there was any balls a-bouncing, shoes a-squeaking.
And?
Can't do it. Lights were out. I took a photo, though.
Yeah, there was only... Damn, you were going to roll by? I love that. There was only six or seven yeses.
I was going to roll by. I did roll by.
Was there snow crazy that night? That was the first night of the snow or what? I forgot.
It was snowing, yeah.
I think that's what was up.
Pretty good. But there it is right there. There's St. Mary's. There's the gym parking lot.
Damn, that's
and
cool.
No cars there.
Nice.
And that was at 9:52.
Nice. That's
I was cool. going to roll in there and get into that fourth game.
That's cool. Might have been the second game. Shoot. All right. Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, our guy Alex Becker, and you guys. We're going to talk a little bit of NFL stuff. Nuggets, that's a good survival victory on the road. Those aren't easy to come by. That team has depth. They're built. They're desperate. They want it really bad. They want it a little bit more than the Nuggets. The Nuggets aren't trying to win a President's Cup.
Hey,
they're trying to win an NBA championship. So that's a nice win, bro.
What Mike Porter Jr. was doing last night is exactly what I would call trying to win. That boy. I'm so happy we never traded him. Except those 20 times we traded him.
For like a million different guys.
We're like, we'll take Kuzma. I don't care. I'll take Lyle Kuzma.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, and special guest on The Other Side. It's Smiley Sports.
Get out your seat, Hope.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa.
That's nice.
Who
is this? This is like one of those that...
You don't know?
I don't...
That's Mick.
This is the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, David Bowie, Mick Jagger.
Oh, Bowie's on this track too?
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know what's interesting, guys? This takes me back to the first ever live TV show we did. Live TV back in River Falls, Wisconsin on the college, like, whatever, the Wayne's World Channel.
Yeah.
And instead of having commercials, because we couldn't have commercials, we had the band come in. And Mark... And his boys at Download would come in, and that was their song, Dancing in the Streets.
It just
takes me back to the first ever live show we did. Now Mark's with the Big Woo. They're coming to Colorado on the weekend of April 20th. I don't know if you've heard of that weekend.
I have.
Special times. But the most special of all weekends has got to be this weekend. Coming up is the Colorado Youth Football Invitational 2.0 2024, and one of the construction workers who's been building this thing from day one, Coach Z, joins us. Coach Z Martinez.
Oh man, I tell you what, we got a huge crew behind us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What Cassie does, Mandy, Chris, the brains and everything. I just get a help.
Hey, yeah.
I feel like I'm just serving.
It is a service. It's a labor of love, isn't it? And deep down, like I was the more I think about it, the more I realize that this is like not only is it a youth football invitational where the best of the best are asked to come join, but it's almost like a youth football convention.
Yes. Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like we all come together to share our thoughts and hopes and loves and dreams about the great game of football, whether it's for fourth graders through eighth graders, you know, and it's it's meant to be that way, and then it's led by high school coaches. I think that's one of the most unique parts, too.
Oh, I think that's what the parents love it. I think the families do love it. The dads that coach their kids may not like it a whole lot, but it's also nice to sit back and just be dad, watch.
Yes.
You know, let them get coached up by other people, and that's what they're going to get at the next level. So it's fantastic.
Alex, stop the show! Oh, we don't have any sounds today.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any sounds. That's what the radio record.
Let's go out to the hotline. Get a mayhem icon. He's one of the greatest callers in the history of Denver Sports Talk Radio.
That's a
fact. He's one of the greatest youth coaches in the Southwest Denver metro area. It's the one. It's the only.
It's the villain.
It's CJ Kane, the villain.
Danny Williams, Coach G. It's a pleasure for the great one to be back online with you here in support of the Colorado Youth Invitational.
What a legend.
Everything you just said is absolutely spot on. Coach D, Mandy, Cassie, Chris, it is a first-class operation. I'm excited to go be a part of it this weekend. My son Austin will be there. We've got five players from our team that are part of the game this year in fifth grade. We got another four players that played for other teams last year. They're joining us this fall. They're going to be a part of the game. So we're really excited to go see them and have them compete against great talent from all over the state of Colorado. But I got to shout out right now, Coach Startzer from Northfield High School is our coach for our team. Danny Williams, like I heard you talking about your great coaching. I'm gonna tell you right now about Coach Starzer. Like, we're every day, like, he's sending like 10-minute videos to our kids, breaking down plays. He's got an offense installed, a defense installed. So just like the labor of love from the high school coaches that are supporting this is just phenomenal. It is a first class experience for kids, and I'm so excited and blessed to be a part of it.
I tell you what, too, in Boulder, Colorado, I think is going to take it up to the next level. Yeah, it's one of those things where it was cool what we did last year at the pro facility, but it was a little like suburban. This is more like collegial. This is more like I can't wait to go spend the night and wake up in Boulder, Colorado and be right there just
those
within close proximity
for the kids,
to the
I think
bus.
Are really a big deal.
Oh,
they're
my
very
gosh.
Special. It's unique. A showcase of kind of skills and talent.
And
I don't know.
In
I
school.
Love it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's
guys,
really cool. It's
those
really
kids
cool.
Are meant to be practicing on Friday and Saturday. Like, Travis Hunter is going to be on the field, you know, that Austin
Friday.
Kane's going to be on.
Yep.
You know, Friday, Travis Hunter will be there, but then Travis has to go and leave because guess what? Austin Kane has some practice to get to.
Yep. Now it's his turn.
How cool is that?
That's so awesome.
Villain, anything else, sir? Yeah.
Just again, I tell everyone, hey, the games are going to be broadcast on YouTube. Colorado has tremendous talent, and I encourage everyone to tune in, watch the game 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and just celebrate and honor the great talent, youth talent that we have here in the state of Colorado. And again, all the tremendous high school coaches that are giving time and their staff that are giving time to these young men. And again, Coach G, who does a tremendous job with his presentation. And then also, again, to everyone behind this Colorado Youth Football Invitational from Coach G, Mandy, Chris, Cassie, they're just first class. So please tune in, watch the game. You'll enjoy seeing some great football.
Dude,
thanks.
CJ, we got to go, brother.
Awesome,
appreciate
man.
You.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you Friday. Hey.
Take care. We'll see you Friday.
Let's go to break. Come back. We got someone else on hold.
Never forget CJ Kane. That caller right there.
Yep.
We did a March Madness smack talk bracket, and we had 16 callers. Then we had 8. Then we had 4, and we picked from 4 down to 1. And guess who number 1 was?
CJ Kane.
The villain.
He's a legendary figure. CJ's been with me for like over a decade. He's been with us since the beginning. He's a friend.
He's really good, dude.
He's really a great guy.
He really nominated a bunch of kids that he played against throughout the year.
Wow.
And then, like, helped get video, all that kind of stuff. He was awesome.
He's that guy.
That's what
he's
it is. Guy. It's like a celebration. It's not a, like, you got in and I didn't get in. It's like we're celebrating everyone who's in. And then when the cool thing is once that anthem is over and they put the ball on the field, there's 11 All-Stars going against 11 All-Stars, no matter what the age is, on every single play. And The plays are just literally that. They're filled with all-stars, great tackles, great pursuits, great passes, great jukes, great blocking.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then, of course, it all comes back to great coaching.
Yep.
How about that?
Like any good coach would say, it's all about
getting the love already early.
It's about those guys. You know what I mean? Yep. It's good.
Quick one, real quick, okay?
Yeah.
I got to give a little quick shout-out here to a new friend, okay? It's a coin shop. That's literally the name of the shop, a coin shop. They're off Littleton Boulevard. They used to be the same guys who were just next to the antique store off of Broadway and Littleton Boulevard right there. They're in the shopping center next to the Savers there, and there's a Starbucks parking lot. This guy's like, man, if you are going to go sell a little, you know, a little gold, a little silver, if you're going to go pick up some coins, some of the graded stuff, you came into a collection, if you're trying to maybe invest some money, Paul, his crew, they're great. He's a first-class organization. And they're on a side of town where there's nothing else and no one else like him. So go check those guys out. We got Coach Z here. We got Coach G here. We got Alex Becker producing the product. I am Danny Williams. We're back on
The Other Side.
It's Mile High Sports. Before I can tell you want to play. Remember when he was on top of the game, Lenny Kravitz?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a time.
Kind of different. He was kind of unique, I guess.
Was that because of Alicia Silverstone in The American Woman? Wasn't she in there?
I don't think so.
Am I making that
thinking,
up?
I don't know any. Yeah. There's
something where, like, she was in the Austin Powers movie, and he had the song American
Woman.
Wait,
no. She wasn't in the Austin Powers movie.
Am I making that
Alicia
up?
Alicia Silverstone? You're thinking of.
Damn. Well, anyway.
Graham?
Yes.
Graham.
Yes, Graham. Nailed it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Veronica Vaughn?
We got Coach Z, Coach G here. Colorado Youth Football Invitational.
It's second to none. It's our second year.
The 2024.
I think second annual.
Twice.
Coins even say second annual.
Twice as much fun. The rings, the belts. The live stream broadcast is so sweet. The Rat is on the road right now. He's bringing this equipment that they use on, I feel like College Game Day uses what we use. Like
instant replay?
Oh, my gosh, the replay. We got coaches' challenges.
Yep.
Yeah,
coaches' challenge.
Refs, come on over. Rat's got you. Dude, the setup we're going to have, of course, is going to be as good as last year. I'm going to say better than last year.
It'll be better.
And you know
It'll
what?
Be
we're going to have some stats mixed into this
huge.
Year.
We got stats. Yep, yep. Stat guy's ready to go. Mr. Kozan is fantastic. Does the stats for Valor Christian High School. Ever since they started, I think he took 1 year off, and he's done it year in and year out. He sets up this whole thing. It's amazing.
So tell me about what's going on with the coaches. We had some interesting news breaking this week, but of course with the legendary coaches we have in the state of Colorado, it's all already
been
fixed.
We're super blessed. We're super blessed. First, my heart goes out to the Pinnacle. Pinnacle had a pullout. Coach Martinez, just there was a unfortunate passing in the Pinnacle family, and
That's tough.
So
sad.
It was hard, but like I said, we're going to support him 100%. So what we did is we reached right out. My first call. First text message was to the legendary Jay Madden out of Legacy.
No
High
way.
School. Last year, I had him close last year. He was going to come, and then all of a sudden, he was booked.
The Pomona great?
The Pomona great, yes. One of the all-time winningest coaches in the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
He's going to fill in for the Pinnacle, him and his staff. We're super excited to have him. He's going to be
just down
state
the road.
Champion coach. He's right down the road. I mean,
he's a ledge.
Yeah. He's like, we're going to make this work. I'm in 100%.
So wow, that's
cool. We promoted
it.
We blasted on Facebook last night when he got his bio and picture, and now we're just excited to have him. And he'll be on the Band app soon to reach out to all the families. And
we got about 4 minutes left in the show. Let's go out to the hotline, get a mayhem icon in the show, Sheridan legend Gerald Tafoya.
Oh, Coach Tafoya.
What's up, G?
What up, G?
What up, Coach?
Hey, your show just went to the next
level. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Blessed, man. Blessed. How are you?
Good. Hey, it's coincidental since I just reached out to you the other day, too. So,
hey, awesome. I'll meet you guys at Alice Terry later. That's the elementary school.
I don't think you can handle that, Danny. No, but it's good to have Coach Z on there. He's huge inspiration and great coaching talent in the state of Colorado. So you guys are lucky to have him on your show.
Oh, thanks, Coach.
I know. I think I heard that's why Bob Stitt went to sign at Valor was because Coach Z was there.
I doubt that 100%.
I don't know. I heard. I got people.
We love Bob Stitt. He's a we he's have a awesome. Good relationship with this guy.
Coach Stitt's
going
the
way
man.
Back. He's been the with man. Us for a long time too.
He's amazing.
Cool. Hey guys, even though I'm on the other side, the other football, I do know players that are going to this event on Saturday. So I do work both sides of that needle. So they're looking forward to it and. I might stop by to see that as well.
Yeah, come on by. Yeah.
Oh, please come.
He's used to the footy football, you know, the European style, but we're doing
football.
We're doing the
Americano.
Americano.
Can I get, yeah, can Gerald and I get VIP credentialed, you know, gold plated, laminated press passes or whatever?
JJ, we'll get one for JJ. I don't know. You and Gerald probably got to pay. Pay to play.
JJ's gonna walk on and you know just soccer cleats like Willie Mays Hayes when he pulls up there.
The starts running
camp.
The 40 out of his bed.
Yeah, Prince, you know Princeton's guys gonna be running. JJ's gonna catch up to him. No,
hey guys,
I'd
like to go, but Coach Z, good to see you on and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
man.
Come up, G.
We got you, Coach. Great,
G. We got to go. Good stuff. Maybe if you go, let me know and I'll go with you.
Hey, speaking of Boulder, Colorado, too, one of the cool things is we got the high school head coach from the Boulder Panthers there.
Mr. Jesse Jones.
Jesse Jones is next level.
I got goosebumps right now. So I just want my heart, our heart, CYFI, everybody that's involved. Coach, unfortunately, lost his mom yesterday morning, and it was killer news. And I called him up. I asked him for permission if it was okay to talk to him. Just to let him know that, hey, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and we love him, and if there's anything we can do, we'll be there. He's 100% in. He's like, Coach, you know what we do? We're going to be there.
We do what we do. So he's got those three Cs. Yeah.
Oh, the three Cs.
Yeah, he's sweet. No, I mean, think about it. To come to the Duck races, you know, from Douglas County is one thing. To come from Boulder County on a snowy day, that shows how much it means to you and how much he means to us. And, you know, I'm happy to hear that coach is going to stay on board because he's a difference maker.
45 second countdown. Alex, you could play the music.
Alex
we
is
get
calling
out of
the
here.
First two games.
Coach Z, thanks, brother. Appreciate
thanks,
you always. You
hey,
know,
shout
we
out.
Come from the same place. We come from the same people.
Man.
You and I, you know, it's good to have you. And
thank you.
It's weird how things kind of work out for us to all kind of be together and stuff like that. Thank so, anything else? Any shout outs?
Love thoughts? You, Mandy. Love you, babe. Thank you for always taking. She reminded me. She's like. If I wouldn't be where I am right now without her because she was like, you're on the radio today. And I was like, oh, that's right.
Those Minnesota girls.
Up, man.
You keep them nearby.
Chris, the brains behind it all. Cassie making sure everything's taken care of with the social media. Thank you so much, Coach G. Thank you, man.
Yeah. What were you gonna say? I was going to say we got to give a shout-out to the Coleman group too quick.
Oh, yeah. Coleman group. Coleman. Yeah. Shoot.
That's Kai.
Kai and Jamie. And we could get to introduce you guys to those folks, but
we got
to
get them in.
This is like if you're looking for a house, all that kind of stuff. Good stuff, Jeff. No big deal. We appreciate you guys. Coach G, you're the best. We appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget this day. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me because I pulled up.